I never know what Albert Brooks is going to do when he shows up. He will be doing a series of concerts with Neil Diamond in the next few weeks, I believe. He's rather weird, which is just about right for the show. Would you welcome Albert Brooks?
I jotted something down back there. Thank you. You're beautiful. Thank you very much. I don't like to ad-lib or fool around. I call this the flying lesson. That's all. All right, Lander. You nervous? No, don't be. I remember how I was my first time flying. Just remember what the people who make this plane say. Flying is nothing more than driving, just a little higher and a little faster. All right? I'm going to give you the wheel now. You saw what I did on the takeoff. You saw how I've been cruising. I want you to do the job I know you can do. Have you got the wheel? All right, Mr. Lander. You're in control. Very nice. No dip or anything. I left on the automatic pilot. All right. Almost didn't see it. Let me get it. All right, fine. Good. Good. Okay. Yeah, it's a lot like driving, but it moves that way too. So you want to push it up? Fine. Good. Just don't worry about it. Easy going. First time I... Okay. All righty. Yeah, that's the ground. See that little Chevy? It's gonna get bigger and bigger and bigger. Why don't you ease it back up? Fine. Oh, no, you don't. That's fine right there. Okay. We can go up and down later. Let's try something else now, okay? We're gonna try and bank the plane. That's gonna be your most important maneuver. That's how we turn it. Now, we have a good strong tailwind, so you'll see it handles like a baby. Very easy. Let's go to the right now. Bank it to the right. To the right. That's it. Fine. All right. Very easy. Beautiful. It's a dream, isn't it? All right, fine. Now ease it up. Okay, ease it on up now. I think you want to ease it up soon. Oh, God, we're dead. We're dead. No, we're not. We're upside down. I read about this. I never thought it happened. Why don't you just turn it the other way, okay? Don't panic. Just turn it the other way. No, I'm not angry. No, no. It's all right. I'm going to try and explain to you what you did wrong. With your feet, when you're in the middle, do it again. You'll find out for yourself. All right, fine. Yeah, that's tuna fish, isn't it? Fine. No, I'm not going to grab the wheel from you. You'll panic. You'll never fly again. You got to do it yourself. Now, we can stay here and talk, or you can turn it up. Fine. Very easy. Oh, that's it. Ignore the light. It's a warning. It's all right. Very lightly. Now listen to me. So, all right. You have to use your feet more than you're doing. Maybe if you do it three times, you'll learn. I don't know. Okay. I tell you, that's 4 minutes. That's enough for today. I'll take it, okay? Don't fight me. You're fighting me. It's no good. No. That's enough for today. You did fine. I'll take it. Don't fight me. Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. I'm sorry. Fine. I think you'll probably want to get up and maybe just sit in the back and rest. We'll talk about it on the ground, okay? I'm not angry. It can happen to anybody. I've never seen it, but it's all right. Just relax. It's okay. It's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Beebe again. Golly, I'm sorry about the little turbulence. We'll drop down to a lower altitude, see if we can't clear it up. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes, a clever piece of material.
Thanks.
You got a cold, too? Didn't I hear you say?
No, she said your hands are freezing, and I said my hands are cold.
It's a funny...
Right, listen, I
always get the impression when you're on a plane sometimes they're doing that exact thing. They're breaking a guy in.
I was on... the closest I ever came to a plane crash was in a private plane.
Yeah.
And I was sitting right behind the captain, and I don't like to call him captain, he wasn't, right behind the man and his assistant. And there was no door or anything. Now, if you're in a jet and it's going down, the main advantage is you don't know it. They're up front going, oh, God, but you're in the back going, oh, it's windy. You know, you don't know. But I actually
in a private plane, you see them.
I heard the man say, the expression I used there, on my life, he said, we're dead, we're dead. What does that do? He turns to me and says that, and I said, fine, I'm with you.
Do you dig flying at all, or are you one of those
fright
knuckle types?
I have to fly so much that I found ways to entertain myself. That was just a wheeze.
Yes.
Because you know how I am so afraid of flies.
Well, listen, it's really fun. I'm going to give you a secret.
Yeah.
It's fun to be rude. Not in a mean way, but in flying, you find that you're sitting next to people that you don't know 90% of the time. Okay, it's great to just do something to somebody that's never been done before. I'll show you. I've done this before, and it's really fun. I'm sitting next to you, all right? Right? We've never met. We're eating, for example.
All right.
All right, I'm going to get your attention. Just look forward. We're eating. Excuse me. You going to finish that? When you touch somebody's nose, they just look at you.
There's nothing you can... That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Or another great...
Excuse me.
Yeah. It's fun to
do. You have no answer for that, no. Really, do you?
Usually, yes. I guess the earlobe is even better sometimes.
Really?
See how that looks.
All right.
Say we're reading or something.
Reading.
Pardon me, are you going to finish this?
That would tend to keep you quiet for the rest of the flight.
And any of the thigh area.
Thigh area is good. Dynamite. I can see where that would do.
Why don't you do that with me?
All right. We'll wait till the show's over.
We haven't seen you since California,
well,
right?
You were sick the last time I was out there.
Yeah.
Give me a complex.
A little whatever, but it's...
Hey, listen, I won't say the hotel that I'm staying at. Your producer got me the room. I thank him very much.
Yeah.
I ordered at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. I ordered room service, a roast beef sandwich, and a malt. Guess how much it was?
I hate to ask in New York City.
Well, it was $7.50.
Now, a roast beef sandwich and a malt?
And I'm usually calm and everything, and I just did a great Jackie Gleason. The guy gave me the check, and I said, fine, I was... And his answer was, I said to the waiter, the malt was $2. And I said, $2 for a malt, and you know what his answer was? The roast beef sandwich is $5.
Well...
I couldn't argue.
Now... If you'd have been thinking when it came time to sign the check, you say, do you have a pen? You could use the same bit. Works there, too. Right? That does work wonders, doesn't it? You have a pen?
You never forget it.
Nothing to
you
say.
You never forget it. The
no,
guy won't talk
that is astronomical. There's a hotel in California which you'll go nameless that I go into. I ricochet right off the ceiling every time I order because I know it's coming. And they send, I like milk, I'm a milk drinker. And then they send up a half a pint of milk. Now, you know what a quart of milk costs, what, in a store?
50 cents.
45.
A quart of milk doesn't even cost that much, does it?
45.
35 cents, right? Something like that, the average. For a half a pint of milk, they charge you 65 cents. Now, you've just almost gone into a panic.
What do you tip a guy like that?
Huh?
What do you tip him?
Or give him a half pint of something else. I mean, you just panic. And you say, what am I doing here? But that's... Yeah. $7 for a malt and a
roast beef sandwich.
It's a little weird. Have to do something here, and then we'll bring out Sue Ann. We'll return in a moment right after this word of interest.
We're testing the taste of new Mazola margarine on a world-famous taste bud. The flavor of new Mazola margarine is taken from butter itself, so this test should be interesting.
Green grass, county butter, North Pasture.
Nope.
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 Perfect texture. It's definitely butter. Sweet cream township butter, September 70.
Nope.
New Mazola margarine, made with the goodness of liquid Mazola corn oil.
Co-op Farms butter.
You'd never know it's margarine.
Sweet water hills butter.
Sorry.
This is New York's Art Students League. Here you'll find some of the most gifted hands in the world. and the most abused by drying plaster, clay, and water. That's why you'll find the artist's material includes Jergens lotion. Because in the art of softening hands, no lotion at any price is more gifted. No wonder more women soften their hands with Jergens than the next eight lotions put together.
Mother, will you listen? He's a baby. He isn't an idiot or insane or anything. There are just some things he won't be able to do. Cerebral palsy. It means a part of the brain doesn't work. It also means a part of the brain does. He can be trained to do things, you know. It's nobody's fault.
Why do you always... You help a whole family when you give to United Cerebral Palsy.
New York is a big city. It could be a great one. You want to do something, but you're just one person. What can you do? A lot of things.
My next guest is a very pretty gal. She is one of the stars of the CBS television series Arnie. Would you welcome, please, Miss Sue Ann Langdon. I didn't know there was any material left over to make another pair of hot pants. After Toadie had finished with hers.
You don't mind, do you? Because it's all I brought with me. And I had to go all the way back to Jersey to change.
Oh, no, you look rather nice in them. And
I felt badly because I thought you looked so good and I didn't want to come out and, you
Thank
know.
You. Thank you.
It was
That's
cute.
All right. Thank you.
Those are smashing looking.
Golly, thank you.
Are those really going to be this big this year, as they say? Or is there going to be a flash and an over with and what?
Men are going to wear them too, you know.
But men are going to wear them what was that?
Men. I saw men's hot pants today.
Johnny?
No. No, it's on your record once already. Let's not... let's don't do it again.
Nothing but shorts. People have worn shorts for a long time.
It's the name. I mean, when I grew up in school, it was just a different name completely, but...
Hot shorts.
Yeah, what do they call them, mini pants or, well, whatever.
Right.
But they're very nice. Hey, this thing you're playing in Arnie is kind of a, you play a wife.
I wear a lot of hot pants.
Wife and a mother.
Part, right.
But you've never usually played that kind of role. You usually play the sexy role, the femme fatale, etc.
Well.
Isn't this kind of a switcheroo?
Well, everyone becomes a mother sometime, you know.
Yeah, don't want to wait for that and see when that happens.
As a matter of fact, I really wanted to do the show, and I made a whole big effort because I left my 6-day-old baby to come here and do the show. 6-day-old
Oh, come
baby.
Now, come now, no way.
And I was pretty tired because they weighed 90 pounds when they were born.
Oh, well, it's something.
They?
Yeah, I have two foals.
You have?
Two
you
horses.
Raise the horses.
And I do. We just.
When you said 6 days, I was looking. I said that's a remarkable recovery.
I haven't gone down, and my kid's 17 already.
Maybe he hasn't come out yet. Some kids are shy, you know. That's just shyness. That's all. Oh, what am I talking about? Anyway, you had two foals, 90 pounds apiece?
Two foals. I think actually one was a little more than the other.
I don't know from horses, so...
I know. And you won't come out and visit our ranch. I teach you all about Arabian horses. That's what I raise.
I really don't know a thing about them.
They're horsey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very horsey. And
now, they were very pregnant during the earthquake. Did that bother them?
It didn't at all. After the whole thing happened, I had the foals. They still didn't do it yet. I was nervous as heck. But
they didn't bother horses?
Didn't bother them in the least. They were late, too. They were very, very overdue. And they just stood there and shook with the earth, and nothing happened. Didn't shake anything out at all.
What's the gestation period for a foal? I wouldn't even know.
11 months.
11 months. See, I know nothing about it at all about
Be happy to teach you.
You raise these for sale or to race or what?
Yes, well, you can do anything you want to with Arab horses. I mean, they're so very versatile, but we show them mostly and do sell them.
Now, Doc does that too.
Yeah, he doesn't have Arabs though, does he?
What does Doc raise? Quarter horses?
Quarter horses.
Quarter horses.
We're at terrible war with each other.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Tell you what, somebody
funny
tells me
war.
You've got a lovely medley you're going to do for us tonight, and we want to make sure that we're not going to get hung
get
up
it on
time.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
It's a bunch of parade songs, so get ready to march.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, we're all set. We got plenty of time. Now, there it comes. There. You see ya.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I'm tired of just passing by life with the rest of them, with the best of them. I can hold my head up high, for I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I want to feel my heart coming alive again before the parade passes by. I'd walk every step of a mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn, that rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform, the sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I feel the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. Yes, followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoons, thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons, each bassoon having a big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery, thundering, thundering louder than before. Of every size and trumpeters who'd improvise a whole octave higher than the score. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. So give me an old drum, give me an old baton. I'll march my band out, I'll beat my drum. I didn't make it. I'm gonna live and live.
have to take a break, do we? We'll be right back.
Standing here wondering which way to go. So much confusion in this world below. I've been suffering, I've been driven though.
When you quit school, you double the risk that you won't find a job, any job. So if you're in school, stay there. If you're already out, see your state employment service or youth opportunity center about job training programs.
Hello, I'm Barry Nelson. Have you ever seen a more heartrending sight than a crippled youngster confined to a hospital bed or a wheelchair? Did you ever stop to think what future such a child has in store for him? Well, many of the patients in our hospitals are such youngsters, teenagers and younger. They need rehabilitation, therapy, treatment. New wonder drugs, new methods of diagnosis and treatment are needed to give them another chance. For some, their first chance. Funds are urgently needed for medical research, for rehabilitation, for treatment. Won't you give these youngsters a break, a future to look forward to? Please send a contribution today to Chronic Diseases, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. That's Chronic Diseases, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Thank you.
Move over. We just have about 45 seconds here. See, it was a great medley.
Thank you. Really, you did that beautifully. Thank you very
much. Tony opens Wednesday night in Las Vegas at the Riviera Hotel.
Gee, thanks, John.
And, Albert, how's your famous school for comedians doing? We talked about it last time I was here.
Right. I have not good news. The buildings were almost completely destroyed in the earthquake.
Yeah. Oh. Well, your famous school for comedians is in Connecticut, if I remember.
It surprised me.